Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Nina. How's your holiday going? I hope you're all having a great time, and I want to give you a big thumbs up for continuing to learn English with me during the holidays. Today is my fifth episode, which also means I've been doing pronunciation challenge for almost a month. Time flies really quickly. I want to thank you for being so kind and supportive over this last month. It's such a pleasure to be a host here. Please continue to support me in the future. And by the way, the best way to show your support is to record your sentence. Oh, and don't forget to like this challenge. Give me a thumbs up too. Okay, back to the topic. Today's video is kind of interesting. Do you have any near-death experiences? I hope not. But if you do, and you're willing to share, tell us your story in the comment section. Did you have any out-of-body experience? What was it like? I think in our culture, people are more reluctant to talk about death. Many think it's ominous. For me, bringing up the idea of death was simply too scary. I couldn't imagine what would happen if any of my family or friends passed away. But as I grew up, I witnessed some people around me losing their close ones, and my thoughts began to change. The biggest turning point was last year after watching a Japanese drama. Okay, maybe two. Though one of them was about pets, not humans. I finally understood something. The scariest thing is not death itself, but the moment when we realized we should spend more time with the people we love, but it's already too late. So, remember to spend more time with your family and friends. Don't waste this wonderful holiday. And now, it's time for today's sentence. Dr. Steven Taylor says that when we face death directly and accept it for what it is, we can surpass our anxieties and live our lives to the fullest.
慢一点再来一次。
Dr. Steven Taylor says that when we face death directly and accept it for what it is, we can surpass our anxieties and live our lives to the fullest. Steven Taylor 博士说,
当我们直接面对死亡并接受它时, 我们可以战胜焦虑,活出最好的自己。
接下来我们看一下今天的 pronunciation tips. 首先我们看一下断句的部分。 今天这个句子可以分成比较多个部分。我们来念一下。Dr. Steven Taylor says that when we face death directly and accept it for what it is, we can surpass our anxieties and live our lives to the fullest.
接下来我们看看有哪些地方要连音。首先看到
accept 跟 it, 这边连起来念应该是 accept it。 Accepted. 后面的 what it is 也要连起来念, 所以念起来是 what it is, what it is. OK, 我们接下来看一下单字的部分。 首先开头的 doctor 这边 dr.的缩写, 我们看到的时候就要念 doctor. 接下来 death 要注意它结尾的 th音, 舌头要放在牙齿的中间, death. 下一个字我们看到 directly, directly 它的 c 要发 k 的音, 所以念起来是 directly, directly. 接下来是 accept, accept 它有两个 c, 第一个 c 要发 k 的音, 第二个 c 要发 s 的音, 所以它念起来是 accept, accept. 然后我们看到 anxieties, anxieties. 它这里的 NX 要发有一点 g g 的音, 所以念起来是 anxieties, anxieties. 最后我们看到 live our lives, 第一个 L-I-V-E 的 live 是动词, 第二个的 L-I-V-E-S 是 life, L-I-F-E 的复数形, 所以这两个字是不一样的, 要念清楚哦, live our lives. Okay, now let's moving on to our vocabulary. 今天的第一个单字就是 directly. Directly, 它是副词, 意思是直接的. If you still have any questions, feel free to contact me directly.
如果你还有任何问题，欢迎直接联络我。补充一下，它的名词是 direction， 意思是方向。Excuse me, could you give me the directions to the library? 不好意思，可以请你告诉我图书馆在哪个方向吗？
And next one is accept. Accept，
它是动词，意思是接受、领受。
We have to accept the truth that this project has failed.
我们必须接受这个计划已经失败的事实。它的形容词是 acceptable。Acceptable 意思是可以接受的。
Her excuse for being late is not acceptable.
她迟到的借口完全不能够被接受。下一个字我们看到 surpass。Surpass 它的意思是超过、胜过。
I don't think anyone can surpass her achievement in the field of Russian literature studies.
我不认为有人可以超越他在俄罗斯文学研究领域的成就。
And our last word for today is anxiety.
Anxiety, 它是名词，意思是焦虑、不安。
My brother's anxiety for test taking has caused him insomnia for several days.
我弟弟对考试的焦虑造成他失眠好几天。这里补充一下它的形容词 anxious 意思是焦虑的、不安的。
My parents were constantly anxious about my safety while I was studying abroad.
我出国读书的时候，我父母总是在担忧我的安危。
And that's all for today. Leave a comment below, tell me what you think about this video. I do check all of your comments, though I don't have time to reply to all of them.And again, remember to record your sentence. Your recordings and comments are my biggest motivation. Thank you for joining me today and enjoy the rest of your holiday. I'll see you soon. Bye!